I think Slim was startled when I snapped his boot. But that was a small surprise compared to the one that followed when he felt the mouse running up his leg, inside his pants. His eyes grew as wide as the lenses of his glasses. His eyebrows shot straight up. Holy smokes, Billy, I think a mouse just ran up my pant leg. Fellers, in my long and glorious career as head of ranch security, I had witnessed my share of crazy things, but this deal promised to top them all. Slim dropped the telephone and grabbed his right thigh with both hands. Then he jumped 2 feet into the air and said, and this is a direct quote, he said,
"Whoa! Ow! Yeah, stop that! Help!"
When he lit back on the floor, he was dancing. I never dreamed he could move so fast. I mean, on an average ranch day, Slim moves around with something short of lightning speed. But he sure was moving now. He danced. He stamped his feet. He slapped at his legs. He hollered. He bellered. And made some very odd squeaking sounds. Hopping around the room on his left leg, he tried to pull off his right boot. Then he hopped around on his right leg and tried to pull off his left boot. No luck there. So he bent down in the middle of the floor and tugged until the boot came off. He cut his eyes from side to side. Where'd he go? He peeked into the boot. Maybe...
Yow!
He was on his feet again, but now his hands were tearing at his belt buckle and zipper. He got his left leg out of the jeans, and something small and brown hit the floor. By George, it was the mouse. Slim had finally flushed him out, and now it's time for me to go back into action.
Get him, Hank.
Well, the mouse went bouncing across the room, just as though he had little springs on his leg. Funny how a mouse can do that. And I went tearing after him. Slim fell in behind me, wearing one boot and one sock, dragging his blue jeans that were still attached to his right leg, and swinging a pool cue. I chased, and he swung. Say, he was out to get revenge on that mouse. And if he'd hit the mouse instead of the ceiling light fixture, we'd have had us one splattered mouse. Instead, we had us one splattered light fixture. And that pretty muchly ended the excitement. I tracked the mouse all the way down the hall and into the bedroom, where the trail ended at a hole in the baseboard. Slim had to get the broom and dustpan and sweep up all the busted glass. He sure looked strange, sweeping the floor in his boxer shorts, with his jeans all wadded up around his right ankle. I returned to the stove and found that Drover had taken over my spot. Arise and sing, Pipsqueak, and move over before I have to amputate one of your legs.
Myrtle, Skiffer, Porkchop, what happened?
We have given the mice their evening exercise, is what happened, and you're lying in my spot. His eyes rolled around for a moment before they finally came into focus.
Who had some nice evening exercise?
I went nose to nose with the mutt and gave him a growl. Move now, talk later.
Oh, okay.
He gathered himself up and staggered 2 steps to the west. I moved into my place of honor, which Drover had warmed up for me, turned around 3 times in a tight circle, and collapsed. Oh, that felt good. Warmed by the warmth of the roaring cedar post fire, I surrendered my grip on the world and prepared myself for a nice, long, Murgle Skiffer in front of the pork chop. Perhaps I fell into a dream. I heard a lady dog's voice saying,
"Hello, Hank. I think I'm madly in love with you."
Mercy me, Miss Beulah the Collie? Yes, there she was before me, in all her glory, the world's most beautiful collie gal. Ah, Beulah, at last you've come to your senses. I knew that sooner or later the pain of your pork chop would murgle you into skiffering.
I'm Drover.
No, you're not, because if you were really Drover, then... I would be... I opened one eye and saw a terrible sight. Drover. So it's true. You really are Drover?
Well, I think so.
In that case, you've wrecked my dream and brought it crashing down to the floor of reality.
Yeah, Slim just finished sweeping it up.
I opened both eyes and glared at him. What are you talking about?
Your dream? It made quite a mess.
Slim was sweeping up my dream? You're not making any sense, Drover, but that didn't stop you from waking me up, did it?
I thought you were having some nice evening exercise. That's what you said.
I did not say that, but never mind, Drover, because unless I'm badly mistaken, a vehicle has just pulled up in front of the house.
Boy, I get confused.
Bark, Drover, and rush to the door. Someone or something has just territated our penitentiary. And with that, we rushed to the front door and sent up an amazing barrage of barking. That was just in case they had any big ideas about busting down the door and trying to capture the house. Of course, it very seldom goes that far in real life. Most intruders can be stopped in their tracks by a good, strong dose of barking. I mean, they'll come ripping up to the house like they own the place, and they might even leap out of the car and go charging up to the front door in a manner that makes you think they're going to tear the door off its hinges. Your mailmen and your UPS drivers are the very worst about doing this. I mean, they seem to think they've got the right to enter the ranch without permission and start banging on doors. But once they reach the porch and hear that barking, they begin to realize that there's a dog on duty, and you'll see an amazing change in their behavior. At that point, they might tap on the door, or they might call out, "Is anyone home?" But you won't see them banging on any doors, no siree, because... Huh? Someone was banging on Slim's front door, and I mean banging loud.
"Open up in the name of the law! We know you robbed the stagecoach, Slim Chance! And we know you're in there. Now come out with your hands up, or we'll burn this place to the ground."
The deep roar of barking that had been gathering momentum in my throat changed pitch all of a sudden as my throat began to contract, so to speak, in response to the sound of an angry mob on the front porch. I hadn't exactly prepared myself for an angry mob, don't you see? And while angry mobs of mobsters have never struck fear in my heart, they have never struck courage in my heart either. After retreating a few steps, several steps, halfway across the room, I turned to my assistant. "Drover, I'm almost sure they're bluffing, but just in case..." He had vanished. I caught a glimpse of him trying to crawl under Slim's chair. But just then, the angry mob broke down the door, and hundreds of wild-eyed mobsters carrying torches and bloody swords streamed into the house, screaming horrible things and waving their bloody torches and burning swords. Hey, I'd known they wanted in that bad. I could see that this was going to be a fight to the finish, and it seemed reasonable and honorable that I should postpone the finish as long as... Fellers, I ran.